Preliminary engineering is underway for the proposed Susitna-Watonna hydroelectric dam. The state has hired Colorado-based MWH Global to develop designs for the project, which would provide rail belt power. MWH President and CEO Alan Krause gave a presentation at the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation luncheon last week. Krause, whose company has been involved in the engineering of several major hydro projects around the world, says Susitna can be compared to a recently completed dam in Iceland.
It's very, very cost-effective. It's a structure that is almost identical to, at least in a conceptual perspective, what we see at Susitna-Watonna. And it produces almost the same amount of megawatts. And it's in a very cold region, remote region. So one of the questions we get a lot is, can you build these things in an environment like this? And absolutely.
Krause says his company is looking at various locations and design configurations for the Susitna project, based largely on environmental studies. Critics of the dam cite concerns about impacts along the Denali Highway, including to salmon and caribou. Alaska Energy Authority preliminary data proposes a 700-foot-high dam near Devil's Canyon, which would create a 41-mile-long, up to 2-mile-wide reservoir. Krause, who grew up in the Denali area, says the reservoir is expected to be much smaller than is required by most major dams.
In that part of Alaska, you get very incised canyons, which are steep, and you don't have to see these broad floodplains that you would normally see in a flatter environment. And it was very interesting for me when I looked at it that the impact didn't look like a big impact to me. Now, I'm an engineer, and I'm used to seeing a dam, and then you have a big reservoir behind it. That's not the way this looks today.
Krause says projections show that the river would look fairly similar up and downstream of the dam. The MWH design work is part of an estimated 6-year Federal Energy Regulatory Commission permitting process for the multi-billion-dollar Susitna-Watonna project.